Stars twinkle in the night sky above a blanket of white clouds. Lying far below are hillside towns and villages, their lights scattered beside a glimmering river winding down from the distant horizon. At the boundary wall of this magical kingdom stands a magnificent fairy tale castle with the river flowing through it. A flag flutters atop its tallest spire as fireworks explode in the cloud-streaked sky. Glittering lights arc over the castle turrets. Disney. Snowflakes drift through the air. Santa's sleigh zips past the castle. Led by his team of reindeer, Santa's sleigh dives toward a snowy village nestled in a valley.
When I was a little girl, Christmas Eve was my favorite night of the year.
They fly past trees toward a cottage. Inside, an ornate mantle clock shows a few minutes till midnight. Stockings hang over the fireplace. Gingerbread men sit on a plate beside a glass of milk.
I'd wait up with my brother for Santa. Sometimes we would fall asleep, but I'd be dreaming of presents. I really love presents.
A boy and girl doze on a couch. The girl's eyes open and she grins. She shakes her brother.
Nick, he's here.
Stop.
Come on, wake up.
No.
Come on.
In the living room, Santa's boot-clad feet land softly on the hearth. Wearing a velvety red suit with white fur trim, he smiles, a twinkle in his eye. The little girl creeps into the room in her fuzzy slippers and hides behind the Christmas tree. Peering between the branches, she watches Santa drink the glass of milk. As he pats his white beard and mustache with his gloved fingers, he notices the girl. She ducks back. As Santa sneaks further in, his boots step on tiles shaped like snowflakes and Mickey Mouse. He takes an envelope addressed to Santa, tucked in the Christmas tree's branches. The little girl covers a giggle as Santa opens the card. The homemade card features a painting of a village on the front and reads, "Guess who's coming to town?" Inside, a picture of Santa in his sleigh pops out.
What a jolly card. I wonder which child made this.
Over here! I caught you!
You did! But let's keep it between us because my job depends on not getting caught.
Totally get it. So, I see you have some presents.
Oh, I do. Have you been naughty or nice this year?
In my personal opinion, very nice.
Well, let me check my list.
He pulls open a scroll. The words nice or naughty appear next to people's names.
Checking it twice.
The girl rolls her eyes.
Dad! You know I'm nice.
Give me a hug.
Jack! You're home!
Come here, my boy!
Their mother arrives.
Oh, welcome home, Santa.
I see Mommy kissing Santa Claus.
How was your night, dear?
Jolly. Presents were all delivered, except for two.
Later, the kids unwrap their presents on the floor by the tree. As their parents look on, the little girl opens a large gift box containing several smaller items, including a teen magazine.
Oh, my garland. This is amazing. What'd you get, Nick?
Her brother lifts a red and white Santa hat from his box.
The hat?
Congratulations, my boy. It's time to start your Santa training.
Try it on.
Nick hesitantly puts the long stocking hat on his head. The fur trim sinks down past his eyes.
I'm not sure this fits.
It will fit you when you fit it.
His sister pushes the hat back on his head and adjusts the pom-pom tail.
There you go. That looks jolly, Nick. And red is totally your color.
Oh, that must be the elves to welcome you home.
No, wait. Jackets, everyone. Whole weather report, snow and 8 degrees. Or ever.
Well, that's cold.
Come on, honey.
The old elf passes out coats.
Thank you, Santa.
Merry Christmas, Polly.
Dad? I was just wondering. Mom is Mrs. Claus, Polly is our nanny. Someday, Nick will be Santa. What do I do?
Well, what do you want to do?
I would like to do what you do.
You mean be Santa?
No, Nick. Nick is Santa, but I would like to help decide what toys to make and fly the sleigh and do something really important.
You do, Noelle. You make everyone jolly with your cards and your Christmas cheer, and you know how much your brother depends on you, so you can help him and always keep his Christmas spirit up.
Polly watches Noelle's disappointed gaze drift downward.
Sure. I can do that.
I'm counting on you.
Noelle gives her dad a hug.
Merry Christmas, Noelle.
Merry Christmas, Dad.
Framed photos shows the family through the years.
Now that I'm grown up, Christmas is still my favorite time of the year. Although, this Christmas is a sad one. Dad passed away 5 months ago, and I miss him every day.
In one, Noelle as a young woman hugs her dad.
But Dad always told us that Christmas must go on, especially for us Kringles, because for 2,000 years, our ancestors have been the Santas that bring joy to children all over the world. And now it's my big brother's turn, as Nick becomes the 23rd Kringle to wear the red hat. Whoa,
whoa, whoa. Nick drives the sleigh in a Santa suit and fake beard.
He's been practicing his sleigh flying here in the pole.
Am I supposed to land on the house?
As the reindeer land on a roof, the sleigh tips forward, spilling presents.
You can work with that, right?
A chimney crumbles.
Believe it or not, that's actually an improvement.
Workers sprinkle fake snow on him.
Everyone's been working super hard to help him get ready, including Mother.
Well, dear, that was, well, you know.
Santa's helpers are singing.
Crashing all the way, ha, ha, ha.
My geeky cousin Gabe and his tech elves are doing something. I don't know, they're really excited about it.
They install a GPS display on the sleigh.
And as for me, I'm still making my cards and spreading Christmas cheer just like Dad told me to. I don't know what everyone would do without me.
At a desk in her room, Noelle adds some glitter to a new card. She gently blows off the excess and smiles at her creation. She crosses the large room between a full closet of clothes and an untidy pink bed and opens a stained glass window wide. Noelle looks around.
Yo! Snow cone! Dude!
A white baby reindeer flies toward her, bumping into the eaves.
Oh, yes, here's my hyperactive little reindeer. You are. Oh, you got it.
She takes a sprig of holly from his mouth.
What do we think?
She adds it to her card.
Merry Christmas. What are you getting this year?
Presents pop out.
I know. It totally captures the essence of Christmas. Getting the perfect present.
She opens the door for Polly.
Morning, Princess.
Thank you, Polly, but I don't want breakfast.
Yes, you do.
I'm very busy.
I have been out in the forest chopping firewood, carting it on my back so that I could heat up the cottage and make your breakfast waffles while I picked up all the dirty clothes, but none of that's really been a problem.
She drops the breakfast tray.
I don't need you to do any of that stuff, honestly.
You would starve and die if it weren't for me.
That's what you think. Oh, my God, this is delicious.
Oh, and my partridge in a pear tree underwear needs washing.
Oh, well, then my Christmas wish has been granted.
Later, Noelle leaves her room wearing a long-sleeved, gold-trimmed red dress and red leggings. At the bottom of the stairs, she puts on a coat. Outside, she taps the sides of her feet together, and ice skate blades extend from the soles of her boots. She skates down an icy path. As Noelle speeds past a sign that reads Welcome to the North Pole, Snow Cone flies slightly off course. In the center of the village, kids sled and throw snowballs. More kids approach a school labeled NPPS1. Birds stand in Noelle's path.
Puppets, scatter! Sorry, guys!
Noelle passes behind a stone building trimmed with colorful Christmas lights. Beyond the window's fogged up glass, people make hammering motions. Noelle skates under an arched stairway. As she passes a building labeled the Daily Carol, an elf emerges.
Noelle! Elf Carol, Daily Carol, can I ask you a few questions?
I'm all earmuffs. Fire away.
We know it's been a whirlwind preparation since your father and our dearly beloved Santa Nicholas passed away. How is your brother doing?
So jolly. We're all very proud of him.
And the big question is, will he be ready by Christmas?
Of course. He's a Kringle.
At Santa's workshop, Mrs. Claus checks Nick's temperature.
Under your tongue. There you go. Ooh.
Noelle arrives.
Santa, I got you a new scarf. And check this out. 3 weeks to a jelly belly. What happened? Mother? Santa, I thought you were at sleigh practice.
Santa tried to land again. La 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 la. He missed the roof and hit the den. La 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 la.
Thank you, Santa's helpers.
It was a horrible example of what can go wrong when you're using, well, outdated technology. After Cousin Nick crashed.
Cousin Gabe, I'm sorry. Did you just refer to him as Cousin Nick? Shouldn't you be calling my big brother Santa?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just thought that since we were all family that...
Well, he's Santa to you. He's Santa to everyone. He's even Santa to himself.
No, actually, I'm pretty informal when I'm alone. Just Nick.
Alone? That's a jolly idea. Why don't we all just give Santa a moment?
Mrs. Claus motions for Noelle to step aside with her.
Excuse me, Gabe.
Nick frowns at them.
This is not going well at all, dear. Dasher, nearly broken antler. And we're way, way behind schedule at the workshop. You need to do your job and give your brother some Christmas spirit. Or else we're not going to be ready for Christmas.
Listening in, Nick's eyes go wide. Later, Noelle lifts a book titled The Book of Santa.
Oh, this is heavy.
The Book of Santa. I've read it. I've memorized it. I've listened to it on tape. I just don't get it.
Okay, well, we are going to read it together, and we're going to figure this out. Let's start at the top. Well, the top is chimney access. That's funny. The chimney will expand when you tap 3 times with the magical candy cane and sing the first line of We Wish You a Merry Christmas, assuming that you stay in key.
Hold your reindeer.
Yep.
How am I supposed to know which is the right present to give each child? If I haven't determined who's naughty or nice, how can I pick their present? You see, it's kind of a vicious circle.
Okay. This is the list. It's filled with names. Some are nice and some are naughty. Some of the names haven't been filled in yet. That's gonna be your job, okay?
Dad always said it's not about what the kid looks like, it's what's in the inside that's important. You really need to connect with their heart.
Oh, I love that. How's that done?
I have no idea. I just focus really hard, I guess.
She shows a picture of a smiling girl.
Nice.
She cheated on every math test she ever took.
She shows a scowling boy.
Stocking full of coal, if I've ever seen one.
Yeah. He saved a kitten from a tree after visiting his grandmother in the nursing home.
Nice.
Okay, we need to figure out what people want for Christmas. Here we go.
A picture of a football fan.
Football tickets.
iPad. Now, really think about this next one. Take your time.
A woman with a guitar.
Well, she looks like she likes playing guitar. And that looks like an old guitar. So I'm gonna say,
Nick arches his brow.
New guitar?
iPad.
Another picture.
You can do this. iPad!
Polly!
Okay, let's say I'm in Germany.
Yeah.
Child wakes up, wants to talk to me, but I don't speak their language.
Yeah, but Santa understands all languages. And so do you. I saw you speaking Arabic to Elf Tippy.
Well, yeah, but that's because Gabe showed me how to use this thing called Google Translate.
In a barn.
Okay, Nick, I know you're scared of the reindeer. You need to Santa up. Gotta show them who's boss. Grip the reins with both hands while firmly saying, "On Dasher!"
Dasher paws the ground. The reindeer bump antlers down the line. Snowcone copies them.
Grip! Command! Can't treat them like your cuddly pets. You're almost in! Look how good you're doing!
I don't wanna do this! No!
This is great! This is great!
No.
Let it happen!
Nick slides down the practice chimney.
Great job, buddy! That looked great! You okay?
No!
Later, Noelle returns the Book of Santa to its stand. Ugh. Daytime, Nick and Noelle sit in an outdoor cafe.
All right, 2 double hot chocolates, one with extra whipped cream, and peppermint.
Thank Garland for hot chocolate and peppermint.
They sip their drinks.
I feel like I've been shivering my whole life, you know? Sometimes I dream about getting out and finding someplace warm where I can stretch and relax and just breathe, you know?
And you should.
How? I'm Santa, you know? I don't get a vacation. I don't even get Christmas off.
Well, you can't be Santa if you're having a nervous breakdown. Nobody wants you sliding into their fireplace crying and weeping. Nothing merry about that.
I can't go down chimneys. I'm claustrophobic.
You remember those magazines Dad used to bring me on Christmas?
I like people. That's why I found out Jennifer Aniston's nice.
Yeah. Travel and Leisure had those sections about the perfect Christmas getaway. You know, warm weather, swimming pools, sun-kissed mountains. You need to look in that magazine, pick a place, get away for the weekend. Then bring me back some issues while you're down there.
Nick stares off thoughtfully, whipped cream smeared on his upper lip. Nighttime. At the Kringle's cottage, Polly opens the front door.
Cousin Gabe.
Hello. I wanted to install GPS and USB-C portals on the sleigh and was wondering if you knew where Cousin Santa, you know, was.
I think he probably took the sleigh for a practice flight.
Well, the sleigh came back, and all the reindeer are here, but there's no Santa.
They gather around the sleigh.
Well, it's not like him to just leave. What's with all these magazines? In Style, Travel and Leisure, Martha Stewart's Living?
They look to Noelle.
I was helping Santa train, and he seemed a little overwhelmed, so I mentioned, almost as a joke, that he should go somewhere and relax for the weekend. And maybe bring back some new magazines, so that's probably what that's about. But they're for all of us to enjoy. It's not just for me.
Her mother gapes.
But you guys seem mad.
Daytime. The villagers rush toward a two-story building in the center of town. As they file into a meeting hall, they pick up copies of the Daily Carol. The headline reads, Where's Santa? 7 days gone, not that it's anybody's fault, but just saying. It shows a picture of Noelle underneath. At head of the room, 9 elves sit in high back chairs.
Quiet.
The head elf slams a peppermint gavel.
Silent night.
The gavel breaks, and the head elf eats a piece.
For the first time in 2,000 years, a Santa has disappeared. At the urging of his sister, Noelle.
I just said he should take the weekend off.
You put Christmas in jeopardy, young lady.
She did.
That's so naughty.
Rest ye, merry gentlemen. As Christmas is just 6 days away, we must have a new Santa.
Wait, what about a rescue mission? My brother could be hurt. He might have fallen out of the sleigh. I've seen him do it.
No one but Santa has ever left the pole, and we have no idea where Santa is. We could lose the sleigh or the reindeer, then there would be no Christmas. No, a rescue attempt is far too dangerous. Leaving you no choice but to call upon Gabriel Kringle.
Gabriel?
Me?
Please approach the council.
But I'm in the tech department and loving it.
Nevertheless, you must approach because we must select the next adult male Kringle as specified by the Christmas Covenant.
That's not exactly what it says.
Shh. They're elder elves. They know what they're talking about.
Please.
The elder elves pass down a Santa hat atop a decorative pillow. As it reaches the head elf, everyone stands.
Gabe, by order of the council, the pom-pom now rests upon your head.
Really? Seriously?
I don't know about this guy.
The head elf puts the hat on Gabe, and he turns to face everyone in the hall. Mrs. Claus and Noelle lower their stares. As Gabe looks out, a little boy shakes his head, frowning. Mrs. Claus turns to her daughter.
Noelle, why did you tell your brother to leave?
I thought he would come back.
You didn't think about how he listens to you and how your advice affected Christmas and all the children in the world.
I just said take the weekend.
She had one job, to look after her brother.
She storms out.
What a princess.
She skates past the puffins.
I just said go for the weekend.
At home, she runs into her room and flops face down on the bed. A pile of stuffed animals tumbles down on top of her. Nearby, a photo shows her grinning beside her brother dressed as Santa. In town, Noelle skates over to the cafe.
Elf Surge, a hot chocolate double whipped cream and peppermint in honor of my brother.
We're all booked up. Maybe try back in July.
Okay.
At a store, a clerk rings up her purchases.
Can't possibly be that much. What about my Kringle discount?
That's only for Santa's immediate family, not cousins.
Noelle frowns. As night falls, snow drifts down on the town square. Noelle sits alone on a bench, staring off with a sullen gaze. Morning. Smoke wafts from the Kringle's chimneys. Words appear on an animated scroll 5 days till Christmas. Polly opens Noelle's bedroom window.
I want it shut.
It's been shut, which is why this room smells like old stockings.
Noelle finds a waffle in her bed.
Mother's furious, and everybody hates me because I ruined Christmas, and I don't know if my brother's okay. What do you want from me?
Stockings, sheets, and pillowcases.
Ho, ho, ho!
She pulls Noelle off the bed.
Princess, for once in your life, try cleaning up your own mess.
How do you suggest I do that?
Polly finds a travel magazine and reads an article title.
Take a journey to a better you.
She tosses it at Noelle.
Glitter all over the floor. And stop eating waffles in bed.
Noelle flips through the magazine. Frowning, she gives an inside page a sniff. The page next to it has been torn out.
Hot chocolate and peppermint.
She notices the pages surrounding the torn one.
Maui and San Juan. What's between Maui and San Juan?
She quickly flips to the table of contents and finds Phoenix, Arizona, between Maui and San Juan.
Phoenix. Phoenix, Arizona.
Later, the barn doors open. Noelle leads the team of reindeer out. She wears a fluffy white hat with long ear flaps and a Nordic print coat over a short forest green dress and leggings. The reindeer trot in unison as they pull the sleigh out of the barn. Polly approaches with an armload of firewood.
Princess, do you mind telling me what you're doing?
I'm going to get my brother, and you're coming with me.
No, I'm not. Your mother will not be jolly with this, and it is my job to keep you safe.
I left Mother a card explaining everything, and you can't keep me safe if you're here and I'm in Phoenix.
Phoenix? That sounds horrible.
Snowcone arrives with a harness in his mouth.
Oh, hey, little guy. I've got to go away. I know you want to be on the team. You're just not ready yet, so keep practicing, okay?
He sadly paws the ground. Okay. As Noelle climbs in the sleigh, the puffins perch on it.
Yes, I know. I'm going to get him.
Princess, get out of here.
No.
Listen, you've never been out of the North Pole.
Polly.
And you do not know how to fly this sleigh.
Fine, then it'll all be on Dasher.
Dasher stomps his two front feet. Each pair of reindeer knock antlers one after the other. As the sleigh lurches forward, Polly gets thrown into the seat. Snowcone runs after them as the sleigh gains speed and lifts off the ground. Noelle struggles with the reins as the sleigh rises higher into the night sky. Snowcone gazes after them sadly.
Turn this thing around.
No, not going back without my brother, and it's your job to help me.
On the GPS screen, two animated elves wave.
Destination Phoenix, Arizona.
As the sleigh emerges above the clouds, the ride smooths out, and Noelle and Polly gasp at the giant full moon. The reindeer dive. They speed through the Grand Canyon. Over Phoenix, the rising sun silhouettes the flying sleigh and reindeer. Polly and Noelle look at each other. The animated elves wave their arms overhead. A heading gauge points away from this way and settles on down. The reindeer bring the sleigh lower toward the city. As they speed over a street lined with palm trees, the sleigh's runners send fronds flying. The animated elves cover their eyes. They burst through a giant wreath and a banner that reads Season's Greetings. The reindeer touch down inside an open-air shopping mall. Sparks fly from the runners, and Polly and Noelle hold each other. The sleigh knocks into a Christmas decoration display. Two giant nutcrackers topple. One's head rolls off. In the stopped sleigh, Polly and Noelle let out relieved sighs. They notice their arms around one another and back off. Noelle looks around at the stores.
I guess this is their village. Where is everybody?
Four security guards arrive.
What do you think you're doing?
Hi, I'm Noelle.
Stay right where you are.
We are looking for Santa Claus.
One of them nearly crashes his self-balancing vehicle. In the North Pole, elves work at computers.
How are you planning on having Christmas without the reindeer and the sleigh?
Noelle took the reindeer?
Mm-hmm.
And the sleigh?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. That's so interesting. What if not having the sleigh or the reindeer is a blessing in disguise?
I don't think so.
This could be the perfect time to start an online delivery platform.
I don't think so.
What if the reindeer have Lyme disease? What if an asteroid crashes into the sleigh? These are real concerns, statistically speaking, and I think our customers deserve better.
We don't have customers. We have children who need the magic of a Santa coming down the chimney and arranging each present with love and care under the tree.
Okay, well, now you sound like a crazy person.
Gabe, aren't you even worried about your cousins Nick and Noelle and Polly? Who knows what terrible things have happened to them?
In an office, Polly reads a men's magazine. Noelle spins in a desk chair and bats at a dangling keychain. A frazzled woman enters. She grabs the keys from Noelle.
Hi, thank you. Yes, my name is Helen Rojas. I'm the manager of the Desert Ridge Marketplace.
Oh, it's nice to meet you.
You cannot perform or solicit here on these grounds without a permit. Can you stop, please? Or I will have to have you arrested. This is my desk.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Thank you. Here, I have it.
Oh.
Yes.
Helen shows her to another chair.
Okay, now, where were we? Arrested.
Okay, that sounds bad, but can you just tell me, have you seen this man?
Santa?
Yeah.
Well, he looks nice and polite, so I know I haven't dated him. Listen, miss, this isn't the first time that we've had someone try to pull off this kind of promotional stunt. About 2 months ago, we had a guy with a sleigh and a reindeer show up outside of Chase Field.
That's him! That's Santa, that's who I'm looking for. Where did he go?
The North Pole, I assume. Now, I need you to vacate the premises, or else I will have to call the police.
Hey, Helen.
Oh, yes.
Was it your idea to bring that sleigh and reindeer in here?
Yes, Santa, I'm dealing with it right now.
People are rushing into my Petco trying to find reindeer food. We don't have any, so I just relabeled the birdseed.
They love birdseed.
This is going to be our best Christmas yet.
You'll probably get a raise.
You might finally get to take that trip to Hawaii. Gosh, I'd love to go myself one day.
Dan leaves. Helen stares after him, lips parted.
I've never tried this before, so I don't know if I'm going to do it right, but...
Noelle paws the air.
Can you not do that, please? Thank you.
They do it wrong.
Later.
This release form protects Desert Ridge Marketplace from any liabilities as a result of your presence.
A crowd gathers around the reindeer tossing food.
Thank you.
Oh, Helen, which way is Phoenix?
Helen points.
Okay, let's go find my brother.
Hold on. Someone has to stay and keep an eye on Dasher and company.
They're used to a strict regimen of North Pole hay and training, so who knows what will happen when they're faced with temptation.
So you want me to go out there alone?
Well, you go out there, and you be merry, and you don't tell anybody who you are or where you came from. And always be ready to run away.
Noelle stares at Polly wide-eyed. Polly cocks her head, and Noelle frowns.
Hey.
Noelle walks away, glaring over her shoulder at Polly. An enclosed baseball stadium sits amid downtown buildings, a maze of highways and on and off ramps crisscross. On a sunny sidewalk, Noelle walks in her winter hat, coat, and mittens. She jumps. As she hurries past a restaurant's outdoor seating, she notices a waitress with a tray of fruity drinks. She takes one.
Thank you.
Noelle takes a sip, then spits it back in the glass and sets it down on a railing.
There's nothing wrong with that. Don't drink that. That's awful.
Grimacing, she smacks her tongue. Startled, she quickens her pace. Later, she trudges around a corner to a less crowded street. She sees a man dressed as Santa standing outside an electronics outlet store.
Nick?
She hurries over.
Nick?
As she draws close, she sees he's wearing red shorts under his Santa coat.
50% off everything. The more you buy, the merrier you are.
Sir, it's a privilege to wear that suit. Put some pants on.
He pulls down his fake beard and takes a bite of food.
So naughty.
Later, at Phoenix Santa School, she shows Nick's picture.
Have you seen this man?
Definitely not one of ours. Cheap suit, no one's gonna believe that.
Noelle frowns. As she leaves, a guy in a curly white wig, Santa coat, and gray shorts rollerblades past.
Sorry I'm late, dude. Forgot my pants.
Noelle notices an advertisement on a trash can. Call Jake, Phoenix's number one private investigator. A pebbled window on a door reads, Jake Hapman, private investigator. A trim man exits into a hall with an older, distraught man.
You know, Mr. Ortega, I think it's better you know the truth about your brother stealing all of your money than to live in a fantasy.
I disagree.
Mr. Ortega leaves. He passes Noelle on her way in.
Merry Christmas. Noelle Kringle. Jake? Saw your name on the sign.
Why are you so red? Why are you wearing a winter hat and mittens in Phoenix?
Because it's an ensemble. But I'm here because I'm looking for my brother. I'm worried that something might have happened to him.
Like what?
She follows him into his office.
Well, my father ran a business, and after he passed, my brother was supposed to take over, but he left and came to Phoenix because he said he needed to breathe and stretch and relax. But we have to find him because I know in his heart he wants to run the family business.
You know, I find most people, they don't know what's in their own hearts, let alone anyone else's. That's if they even have a heart in the first place.
Oh, that's pretty stocking half empty.
Yeah, well, I'm a private detective. You get stocking half empty pretty quick.
You have a picture of this brother?
Yes. His name is Nick Kringle.
Nick Kringle?
Mm-hmm.
You're Noelle Kringle?
That's me.
You're pretty deep into Christmas, aren't you?
Best day of the year, right?
Yeah, well, it's definitely a day of the year. I'm on the way out, but I'll see what I can do for $150 a day.
Money, yes. You cannot put a price on what this is worth to me.
They go back into the hall.
Up front.
Noelle hands him a few gold coins with Santa's face on them. Jake reads the inscription.
In Santa we trust.
That's real gold on the outside. And chocolate in the middle.
Look, lady, with all due respect, get some sunblock, fast.
Jake heads out. Noelle hurries after him.
Jake, you don't understand. See,
my phone died. Can I borrow yours?
I don't have a phone.
Oh, of course. Probably hard to dial with mittens on. God, I only get two days with him before Christmas, and now I'm late.
Oh, with who?
My son, my boy. I'm supposed to be taking him to a basketball game, and now my ex-wife's.
Let's find you a phone. I'm sure that somebody will let us...
No, people don't just let people borrow phones, Kringle. It doesn't work that way.
But it's Christmas.
Oh, I forgot. It's Christmas. Okay, excuse me, ma'am. May I please borrow your phone?
Like I want your germs.
Okay.
See what I mean?
Oh.
Excuse me, sir. May I please borrow your... See what I mean? Kringle.
Noelle's gaze focuses ahead.
Kringle.
A man with short curly hair checks his phone beside a car in a parking lot. Kringle. Noelle stares at him. She cocks her head and smiles.
Ask him.
Who?
That man, he's nice.
He's nice?
Yeah.
How do you know?
I don't know. I just know.
She rushes over.
Excuse me. Sir? Hi.
Hi,
my friend has a really important call to make and his phone died. Is there any way he could possibly borrow yours?
Sure, no problem.
He hands it over.
Oh. Oh, thanks.
It's okay.
Thanks a lot.
No problem.
Jake steps away with it.
Noelle Kringle, I hope you get what you want for Christmas this year.
Matt Batista. I'm actually a Buddhist.
Oh, jolly. My dad always said, Christmas is like sushi. The Japanese invented it, but now everybody loves it.
Well, I do love sushi.
Jake returns.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
My pleasure. You guys have a great day.
Bye, Matt.
Bye.
Thank you, Kringle. I gotta run.
Jake heads for a car in the lot, then turns back to Noelle.
Give me that picture of your brother. Come by the office tomorrow at 9. Bring non-edible money.
Do they make that? I'm kidding. I know they do. And I will find some. I will bring some. Thank you for helping me. You're being so nice.
It's a big day for nice.
Yeah, big day for nice.
At the North Pole.
Merry Christmas, elf folks. It's Santa, Santa Gabe. As you may know, my cousin Nick, the ex-Santa, never completed the nice or naughty list. But that's jolly because it allowed us to develop...
Falala, forensic algorithm for lateral analysis of latent altruism. It's a digitized metric which allows us to determine a child's nice or naughty quotient. For instance,
Mrs. Claus watches.
This is Callie from Brooklyn. Using his internet activity, school records, and satellite surveillance, Falala was able to ascertain that he is nice, and he wants a PlayStation. We're now standardizing all packages in green, red, or, the best of both, swirl.
Meanwhile, at the Desert Ridge Marketplace, people crowd around the reindeer and toss them food. Dasher balances a churro on his nose, then flips it up and catches it in his mouth. Another reindeer eats from a girl's bucket of popcorn. Another wears glasses and slurps an unsuspecting woman's ice cream cone. Nearby, Helen and Polly eat lunch at an outdoor table.
Oh, what's this?
Guacamole,
what is it made from?
Hi, Helen. Can I have $150 a day, please?
Dan approaches.
Hey, Helen. We're all out of bird food.
They seem to really be enjoying the churros.
Maybe you could buy some churros and cut them into little pieces and sell them as reindeer treats. Isn't that what you were just saying, Helen?
Don't keep these little nuggets of brilliance all to yourself. How many other great ideas have you been sitting on?
Three.
Let's get together. I'd love to hear anything else you have to say. You're full of surprises.
He hugs her. Helen shuts her eyes. He tries to back off, and she holds him tighter.
Mm-hmm. You're the best.
Oh, yeah.
As he leaves, Noelle paws the air.
Helen.
Yes. I can't give you $150 in cash, but I can give you $150 in retail merchandise. What would you like? It's a bath bar, Cinnabon, Chrysler Pacifica.
I don't know what those things are, but I will take all of them. Also, can we stay here tonight?
Nighttime. Blue glowing water spouts shoot up from a fountain under a lit Desert Ridge Marketplace sign. A few shoppers head out past palm trees wrapped in little white lights. In the sleigh, Noelle flips a switch and a small lantern turns on. She slides a bundle wrapped in red velvet from a compartment. As Polly sleeps across the front seat, Noelle sits up in the back. She takes Santa's list from the velvet bag and opens the scroll. She finds Matt Bautista's name and the word nice beside it in neat green handwriting.
Huh. Matt Bautista is nice.
At the North Pole Town Hall.
Santa, we're still not clear how you plan to deliver billions of presents with no sleigh or reindeer.
First of all, there aren't actually billions of presents, Elder Elf Abe. Our research indicates that there are only 2,837 nice children in the world.
Gabe, how is that possible?
Nearly every child fibbed, refused to eat their vegetables, or failed to practice proper dental hygiene.
Joy to the world except for you. Because you forgot to floss.
No, you can't measure a child like that. Everyone makes mistakes.
Which is why each naughty child will be receiving an evaluation notice, explaining the decision and encouraging them to do better next year.
In Phoenix.
Kringle, come in. Just looking at your case.
Oh. Open sliding screens separate Jake's office from an apartment. Noelle notices a boy at the kitchen table.
Oh, hi. Who are you?
Oh, this is my son. Alex, this is Noelle.
Hi. Hi. Oh, I totally see the resemblance. I couldn't find any money, but I did bring all this stuff.
She opens a shopping bag.
Did you steal this stuff?
Of course not. Stealing's naughty.
Is that the new Madden?
I don't know. Maybe. And also, I had all these extra Christmas decorations in the sleeve of my jacket. I thought they might brighten the place up a little.
Oh, thanks. That's really kind. But listen, I haven't come up with much on your brother. I'm gonna need some more time, but not today, because Alex and I are going to laser tag.
I'd rather go to work with you, Dad.
Me too. I never get to go to work, unless it's the workshop. But we're not going to a workshop. Are we going to a workshop?
I never get to see what you do. It'll be interesting.
So interesting.
Oh, I don't know about that. But sure, if that's what you want to do. Let me get your other file, Pringle.
Noelle joins Alex at the table.
So, Alex, are you excited about Christmas?
I have mixed feelings, honestly.
About Christmas? How is that possible?
It's complicated.
Maybe you're just not eating enough.
I can't. It's terrible. The eggs are rubbery. The bacon is burnt on the outside, raw in the middle. Pancakes bounce. I don't even know what that is, and there's no seasoning.
Would you like a candy cane?
No, I have to eat this. I don't want to hurt my dad's feelings. He worked really hard on it.
Well, maybe I can help. Just get a couple.
She takes a bite and grimaces.
Oh.
Pringle.
She dumps the rest in her bag.
Hey, good appetite. That is how you grow up strong and healthy. So, Kringle, I called the police, the hospitals, the morgue, the Bureau of Records, nothing. The only place left to check are the shelters.
Shelters like igloos?
Outside a church, a few homeless people sit along the sidewalk. Inside, Jake faces a woman at a desk.
Good morning. Welcome to Phoenix Shelter. How can I help you?
Morning. My name's Jake Hapman. I'm a licensed private detective. We're looking for a Nick Kringle.
Noelle ventures further inside. She sees a boy playing in a small play area.
He's got a beard, pom-pom.
Families sit at round tables. At one, a little girl colors beside her mother.
That's so beautiful.
She can't hear you.
Oh, that's...
She's deaf.
Sorry.
Noelle sits at their table.
It's a really lovely picture, though.
With an annoyed glance at Noelle, the mother taps her daughter's arm and signs to her. The little girl faces Noelle and signs.
My daughter says thank you, and she wants to know what your name is.
My name is Noelle.
As Noelle signs back, she looks quizzically at her hand.
Do you know sign?
No. Not that I'm aware of, no.
The little girl signs to Noelle again, and Noelle signs back with a large grin.
Nice to meet you too, Michelle. What do you want for Christmas?
She frowns at her own hands. Michelle lowers her gaze. As she signs, subtitles appear. My mom is looking for work. I hope she finds a job. Michelle's mother stops her.
I need to go get her lunch, but it was nice to meet you.
As they walk away, Michelle signs, and an iPad.
An iPad? You got it.
Jake and Alex approach.
How did you just do that?
I don't know. I don't.
Did you study in school?
No, I majored in calligraphy, had a minor in popcorn stringing. What kind of world is this? This is awful. You have people without homes and food, and I'm so hot. Do you have any ice in this town?
In a store's freezer case, Noelle stands inside, her cheek pressed against the glass. In the aisle, Jake taps his watch.
Pringle. 2 minutes.
She gives a thumbs up. A customer approaches with a quizzical look and opens the door.
Oh. Hello. Merry Christmas.
Can I get some fruit pops?
Sure. Ooh, fruit pops. There you go. Do you want anything else? Any gelato or?
No, I think I'm good. Thanks.
Oh, I like your pants. They're jolly.
Yeah, they're yoga pants. Like yours.
Jake steps away.
Okay, yes. These are my yogurt pants.
No, yoga.
The woman poses.
Pants.
Oh, yeah. I love yogurt pants.
The woman's eyes widen.
Never mind.
Okay. Bye.
She was weird, right?
Where are you from?
A little town up north.
You mean Canada?
Canada wishes.
She picks up a small bag.
Instant hot chocolate? Is this for real?
It's a powder. You pour hot water in it, and it becomes hot chocolate. Instantly.
Sounds naughty.
It's way better when you make it with real melted chocolate.
She pulls a lever on a slushy machine.
That's how we used to make it.
With your mom and dad?
We try to keep my dad out of the kitchen, but he was in charge of putting the lights in the tree, but we hang stockings together.
This toy is messy.
I don't think we're going to be doing that this year.
Because it's complicated?
Alex nods.
Yeah. Well, it's still Christmas, you know, and you still get a present from Santa.
She finds a Santa soap dispenser.
It's kind of offensive.
I don't think I still believe in Santa.
Santa's real. He's under a lot of pressure right now, but he's very real. In fact, if you tell me what you want, put in a good word for you. Come on, give me a shot. Try me, come on.
Okay, I think I want...
Hey, Kringle, I found your brother.
What?
Yep.
How?
The yoga pants.
Why do people keep saying that to me?
Yoga. You said Nick wanted to breathe and stretch and relax, so I did some Googling, and I found a Christmas yoga class taught by a Nick K.
Nick K? Nick K? That's him! Let's go find him. Ready, and one, two, three.
She dances with Alex.
Right. I'm going to drop Alex and my sisters, okay. And I'll drive you up there.
Sir, this says Santa Claus, you know it's Santa Claus. These will just get sent back if you don't fix that. Okay, thank you, bye.
Later, Noelle rides in Jake's car.
You know what you need to do? You need to get Alex the perfect Christmas present. What about a cheese grater for Alex? Or a George Foreman grill?
Alex doesn't cook.
Oh, are you sure? He analyzed the breakfast you gave him this morning in great detail.
Yeah, he really warmed up to you. He's a great kid, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh, steak knives.
You know, sometimes I feel like a hyped up camp counselor when he's around. Like, I don't know, like I have to make sure he's having a good time since we don't get to see each other as much. And I feel guilty, and then I overcompensate, and I don't know.
It must be hard.
Jake shifts uncomfortably.
Anyway, here we are.
He pulls over beside a storefront. A sign reads, Desert Spirit Yoga.
Oh, hey, there it is. Okay.
You were so great with Alex, I wanted to give you this.
Sunblock.
This? Thank you. Wow.
She smells it.
Oh. Ooh.
She squeezes some out.
Oh, okay. Oh! Oh my gosh, it's magical. Look at that.
She tastes it.
That chimney, it smells like it should taste good, but it doesn't.
You're supposed to put it on your face. Haven't you ever used sunblock before?
She dabs it on.
Yeah, sunblock. No, I love sunblock. It's for blocking the sun. It's great. Is that good?
You might want to spread it around.
Oh, no, yeah, I forgot to spread it around. Oh, it's burning. Oh, my God, it's in my eye. No, it's in my eye. Oh, my gosh, do you like about this product?
Stay still. Let me stop.
Okay.
Just got to rub it in.
Ow.
Just stay still.
Worse than getting hit with a slush ball.
Jake rubs it in.
You got a couple extra coats, but
you never know when you're going to need an extra coat. It is winter. Thanks.
No problem. Good luck in there. Say hello to your brother for me.
Will do. Merry Christmas.
Inside the yoga studio, Noelle hesitantly steps through a sliding door. She passes through a tranquil sitting room and separates a beaded curtain. She finds Nick walking among yoga students on mats.
Now, assume downward facing reindeer.
He wears a tie-dye shirt and walks in bare feet. Noelle grins.
Very good, Cindy. Pete?
Nick notices her.
Oh! Hey!
They go to the sitting room.
What are you doing here?
This is crazy.
What's on your face?
Oh, it's sunblock.
Yeah, the heat here, right?
Yeah, it's like being locked in the cookie cottage during Toll House season, right? Oh, by the way, you scared me so much. Come on.
Yoga voice.
You got me worried.
Yoga voice.
Mom's been
yoga voice. Stop. Wait. I'm sorry. Okay, just hold on. Can't let anybody hear.
He shuts the sheer curtain.
Listen, I like it here, okay? I like the weather. I like yoga. I mean, I donated all my thermals to charity.
Weird. You can tell me all about it in the sleigh.
No, wait, listen, I'm not going back.
I'm sorry. I must have cotton candy in my ears.
I know, I can't pretend to be someone I'm not anymore. I mean, I could, but I start to break out in a rash and my hair starts...
Okay, Nick, I understand. You know, you're under a lot of pressure, and I know what it's like to be a Kringle, this family legacy we have to live up to.
Not exactly the same thing.
Well, I am Santa's daughter, so...
Well, no one's ever expected anything of you, Noelle.
She frowns.
I mean, I've been training to be Santa my whole life. Well, you've been, what, cutting ribbon and making your silly cards?
I thought you liked my cards.
I do. I'm sorry I said that. I do like your cards. They're very creative. I admire your Shakti.
My what?
Your female energy. Besides, you're the one that told me to go. You said, go, take some time.
I said take the weekend. Nobody listens to me. Do you know how hard this has been? Everybody at home is blaming me and yelling at me, and nobody's giving me my Kringle discount anymore.
Okay, so it doesn't matter that I'm finally happy or that me leaving the pole was the best thing that I could have done for Christmas. All that matters is what's happening to you.
Oh, you better not pout. You better not cry. All I have ever done is try to help you. You know what you are? You're a coward who's too afraid to be Santa Claus.
Exactly. Bingo! Partridge in a pear tree! That's what I've been trying to tell you!
I guess
That's all there is to say.
Wait, where are you going?
I'm going to the North Pole where nobody expects anything from me.
Do you know what? If I wasn't so enlightened, I'd be seething with anger right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so now you don't like my Shakti?
No.
You don't like my female energy? Is this too much for you?
Yes.
Oh, I'll give you female energy. God, get ready, because I'm...
She faces a candle.
Don't do that, please.
She blows it out.
Wow, that's a big deal in here.
She leaves as people enter.
Merry Christmas!
At the Desert Ridge Marketplace, a sign reads, "Three shopping days before Christmas." A reindeer steals a woman's cotton candy. A guy takes a selfie with a reindeer wearing sunglasses. Polly follows Noelle.
Nick's happy here. Yeah, he wants to stay. You know what? Maybe it'll be fine. Maybe Gabe will be a great Santa. Hey, Noelle. What are you guys doing here?
Oh, we heard about these amazing reindeer at the mall. Are you a part of this?
Well, yes, I know these reindeer.
One wears virtual reality goggles.
Who are these people?
Oh, Jake, Alex, this is Elf. This is my aunt, Polly. She plays an elf in the show, a grumpy, bitter, miserable elf.
I thought elves were supposed to be like,
Cute? That's a common misconception.
Later, Alex sits in the sleigh.
Now, wait a minute, I want to show you something. See this? What do you think it does? Nothing. It's just for show. Try those.
So how'd it go with your brother?
Oh, not great. Yeah, we got in a big argument, so.
Holidays can be tough. Alex is spending Christmas with his stepdad and my ex, Jesse. It's the first holiday since the divorce, so he's having a rough time. She's inviting me over for Christmas morning.
That's amazing. Oh, Alex will love that so much. You're going to go, right?
I think she just feels obligated. It'll probably be awkward, and I don't want to ruin Christmas for Alex, so I'm just going to stay at home, put a frozen pizza in the oven, watch some basketball. Like a total loser.
Dad! The sleigh is amazing.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. I don't want to be a party pooper, but I think it's time we got going.
When are we going to see Noelle and Polly again?
Probably never.
Polly! Well, I do have somewhere I need to be for Christmas, but you're going to get your wish and spend Christmas with your whole family. Because you're nice. I mean, officially.
She gives him a hug.
Come on. Thanks, guys. It was jolly.
Noelle watches them go.
Oh, I hope their Christmas works out.
Oh, look at you. Worrying about someone else's Christmas and not your own. That is very mature.
Thank you, Polly.
Snow cone runs over.
Snow cone! What are you doing here? How did you get here? Did you fly here all by yourself? Polly, look who it is. You're so brave. Yes, you are. You must have picked out my scent from all the people in Phoenix.
How many people wear gingerbread deodorant?
Oh, what have you got?
She finds a note.
It's from Mother. Noelle, I know I was angry, but even though you acted selfishly and foolishly and immaturely and... I'm gonna skip ahead. Disrespectfully, childishly. You must find your brother and bring him home because... Gabe says there are only 2,837 nice children and wants to deliver their presents by drone or something called Amazon Prime. As Kringles, for 2,000 years, we have dedicated ourselves to bringing the joy and happiness that is Christmas to the world, and we must make sure nothing changes that. So I sent you the last flying reindeer in the pole to help you rescue your brother.
Noelle runs back to the yoga studio. She finds a note on the locked door. Closed until after Christmas. Namaste. She turns and walks away, her eyes wide. She starts to run. In an alcove at the mall, she crouches by Snow Cone.
Okay, Snowy, you found me, so I know you can find Santa, okay? He still smells like hot chocolate and peppermint, but now it's mixed with incense. I don't know, he's on a whole journey. But I need you to track him, okay? But we can't take you out looking like this.
A dog on a leash pauses nearby. Noelle narrows her eyes at Snow Cone.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Later, Snow Cone walks on a leash. He wears a bandana around his neck and fake antlers hide his real stubby ones.
Just walking my dog. You know, his name's Rover, which is a dog's name. That's why I named him that. It's a very rare breed. He's a white polar poodle. You smell something? What do you smell?
Oh, Rover!
Snow Cone breaks free from the leash. Noelle chases him across the street. He jumps up on a bench.
What do you smell, boy? Was Santa here? Yeah? What do you smell? What
he go? Did he go this way? Did he go this way?
He stubbornly pounds his hooves.
I don't understand what this is. It's very professional. You look very Dasher Jr. We gotta find Santa.
A shuttle bus pulls up and the driver opens the door.
Next stop, Desert Botanical Gardens, yoga retreat.
Noel looks at Snowcone.
Okay.
He wags his tail proudly.
After you.
Snowcone hops down off the bench. The driver looks from the reindeer to Noel. Later, as sunlight hangs low on the horizon, the shuttle bus travels down a remote road through desert brush. Nighttime, Noel and Snowcone walk a lantern-lit path past cactus plants and a wall made up of colorful circles of glass. Noticing a group of people sitting in a circle up ahead, Noel ducks behind a boulder. Peeking over, she sees Nick sitting cross-legged, eyes closed. As Snowcone floats up beside her for a look, Noel pushes him back down. She ducks down and faces him.
Oh, okay. Great job, little guy. Wish me luck.
Noel lets out a puff of air and stands. As she slowly makes her way toward the meditation circle, Snowcone hovers just above the boulder to watch. Noel edges her way between two meditators and approaches Nick at the head of the circle.
Nick.
He opens his eyes.
Hi, I know you're mad at me. There's things going on at home that only Santa can fix.
One of the meditators opens his eyes.
Really, see for yourself.
Noel holds out the note from their mother. Nick furrows his brow but doesn't take it.
Okay. I realize I wasn't seeing things from your point of view. Nobody asked you if you wanted to wear the hat. We all just expected you to take the reins, and that's not fair. And I'm sorry. But we really need you. Nick, won't you even speak to me?
He holds up a sign that reads, Silent Meditation.
Silent for how long?
He gestures.
When the flowers... Yeah, when... A hand comes in. Is that a bird landing? Nick, you were always bad at charades. This is gonna take forever. Two words. First word. Me.
Until sunrise.
Shh. Okay. Well, why can't wait until sunrise?
No.
Talk at sunrise. Yeah. I'll just wait until sunrise.
No, you gotta go.
I'll wait here and I'll just be quiet as a mouse.
You've never been quiet in your life. You gotta get out of here.
I'm quiet all the time.
One, two, three, be quiet.
I was only talking because you were talking.
See, you can't do it. Noel, I'm sorry, you gotta go.
Okay.
She sets the note in front of him.
I'm just gonna leave this. You don't have to read it. Just if you want to. I love you. Whatever you want to do.
Noel walks out of the circle, her head bowed. Snowcone watches sadly. Nick blinks and looks down at the embossed note. He lets out a deep sigh, then eyes a person next to him.
Relax.
At home, Jake and Alex eat hamburgers in the living room as they watch a basketball game on TV.
It helps if you put salt on it.
No one has that much salt, Dad.
Oh. What did I do wrong?
Maybe you can make the pan hotter before you put the meat in. And don't press the patties down so hard. It loses the juices and gets dried out. And if you toast the bun and put some butter on it, it gives it this crunchy texture each bite.
Oh, why didn't you tell me you were into cooking?
I thought maybe you wouldn't like it.
Hey, man, I like everything you do. Hey, maybe you could give me some lessons.
At the mall, a sign reads, Santa will return soon.
Guess who's coming to the marketplace? Santa! Hope you've been nice this year.
Noel stands nearby, staring up at the sign that reads, Two shopping days before Christmas. Wearing ripped jeans and a headband over her spiky hair and pointed ears, Polly taps her.
Supercuts.
How do I look?
Like Prancer.
Yeah, more like Vixen with that tuft of hair up there.
Noel beams as Nick approaches.
Santa!
Hey.
They hug.
I'm so sorry.
Look, what's happening at the pole is very naughty. But I can't be Santa.
Listen, the Santa that they hired isn't here yet. Just sit with a couple of kids. You'll feel the twinkle. I know you will. And if you don't, no more pressure. I will leave you alone. I almost promise.
I can't, Ellie.
Nick Kringle, this is in your blood. It's in your stars. It's in your destiny.
I left the suit in the North Pole.
Oh, well, that's a problem, Nick. Come on.
Later.
Costume is ridiculous.
I don't see any difference from what you usually wear.
Excuse me?
Or...
You think I look like this all the time? That's the worst thing anyone's ever said to me. You, gather the reindeer. We're doing this and we're going home.
Holly gets a massage. Different?
A little lower and to the right, please.
Noelle wears an elf costume and Nick's dressed as Santa.
I don't think it's that great of an idea.
Yeah! Oh,
there's a lot
of them.
And there's some.
You're gonna be great. Santa is so excited to meet you guys.
Ho, 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 ho. Hi.
A boy sits on his lap.
Merry Christmas. What's your name?
Mera naam hai Jeeta. Main India se hoon.
Nick stares blankly at him.
Right back at you.
Noelle smiles.
Christmas waste main chahunda ki mera prab Baldev itthe aake Phoenix vich mere naal rahe.
His name's Ajit. He's from India.
Wait, how do you know that?
I don't know. Pick stuff up. For Christmas, he wants his cousin to come and live with him in Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay.
Hey, Mike, iPad, John.
And an iPad.
An iPad, I got that.
That was fun, right? Merry Christmas.
So do we break for lunch now? Is that what...
A girl with pigtails steps up.
Hello.
Let's not make a meal out of this. I'm only doing it so my parents can practice using Snapchat.
Got it. So, Merry Christmas. What's your name?
Tanya. Tanya Cooperman.
Tanya Cooperman. And have you been a good girl?
I really don't see how that's your business.
You're right. I'm sorry. That was over the line. Let's say you were a good girl. What do you want for Christmas?
Why? You're gonna get it for me? A pathetic mall Santa?
You're right. He's not gonna get it for you because you were so mean to Jenny Stoltz just because she has a lisp.
Tanya! Jenny is your best friend.
Tanya goes to her parents.
How'd you know about Jenny Stoltz?
She had a Jenny Stoltz vibe, I don't know.
Usually it takes people years of yoga to get that kind of awareness.
Jake exits a coffee shop.
Oh, I see my friend. I'll be right back.
Wait, okay. No.
You're doing great!
No, I'm not. Please, I don't know what I'm doing!
He looks at the line.
Next.
A boy approaches with a phone.
Hi, Merry Christmas. What's your name?
Why did you write this to me, Santa?
He looks at an email.
Dear Roberto, due to your continuous failure to make your bed, you will not be receiving a present this year. We invite you to correct this naughty flaw and reapply for present status next Christmas. Yeah, I didn't write that.
The boy points.
Best wishes, Santa. Oh, right there.
I got one, too.
I got one, too. Hey. Oh, my God, I'm so jolly you're here.
Did you tell Alex that I would spend Christmas with him and my ex-wife?
Yeah, it's his Christmas wish to go to that Chinese restaurant you guys always go to on Christmas Day, Sun Ming, and have the red and green egg rolls.
But I told you, Jesse and I, we don't get along. She has a new life with her husband and Alex, and I can't go over there.
Yeah, but if you use Christmas to open up and talk about it...
Me? Open up? Kringle. You're the one who omits things, like how you can speak sign language or have chocolate money.
No, that's fair. Yeah.
She sits down at his table and nervously clasps her hands.
My dad was Santa Claus. He was great. Every Christmas Eve, he would slide down the chimney. He could have just come in the front door, but he wanted to give us the full treatment, you know? And Nick and I would peek out from our rooms, and I would always say I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus. And then Dad would sit with us and tell us about his night, and that was my favorite present. And then Elf Polly, not Aunt Polly, she would take us to bed. 6 months ago, Dad died, so Nick became Santa, and he was feeling overwhelmed, so I told him that he should take some time off, get away for a while, and he wound up here, and now he wants to stay and do yoga. And everybody in the North Pole is really mad at me, so... I took the sleigh and the reindeer to bring him back.
Watching her, Jake rests his hand on his lips. His eyes shift.
I thank you for being so nice to Alex. Good luck, Kringle. Merry Christmas.
He walks away. A second Santa approaches Nick.
Look, there's another Santa!
What are you doing? This is my gig. Okay, time to move.
As the new Santa yanks Nick from the seat, Noelle rushes over and pushes Nick back down.
This is where you belong.
Helen arrives. Noelle takes the new Santa's hat and wig.
I need you to show the inspector.
As a police officer grabs her from behind, Noelle kicks him.
Sorry,
he handcuffs her. As Polly and Nick follow the officer and Noelle past Helen, the new Santa sits with his wig askew.
Whoa. Who's next? You, come on.
A boy in line shakes his head. At a police station.
Look, my sister didn't mean any harm, okay? She used to beat me up for fun all the time. She's just having fun, okay? She's fun-loving.
Well, I guess that's why she assaulted a cop. And she's talking about crazy things like the North Pole and elves.
What's so crazy about elves?
They're holding her for psychiatric evaluation.
Wait, tomorrow's Christmas Eve, though.
Thanks for the reminder. I still got a shop.
You still need a shop? Well, you know, I can get you whatever you want. You know? Straight from the workshop. You want a My Little Pony, Explore Equestria, Crystal Empire, Castle Playset? Done. And get it for you. With accessories.
I don't have any kids.
What a shock.
At the North Pole Town Hall, Gabe sits at the center of the council and bangs the candy gavel. It breaks into pieces. The head elf eats a piece.
Why don't you just eat the whole gavel, Elder Elf Abe? Now, I say we take all 2,837 presents, put them on a motorized ice floe with GPS coordinates, and...
He can do it!
GPS coordinates!
Gabe, for the last time, there are more than 2,837 nice children.
However many presents there are, we have no way to deliver them.
No, listen to me. I can do this. We just need to do a reboot or maybe get an appointment at the Genius Bar. Please, I can do it.
In a hospital room, Noelle watches the news.
Reports are filing in from all over Phoenix of emails denying children presents and signed by Santa Claus. Young Evelyn Ramirez received one because she bites her fingernails. Another boy was rejected because of his failure to floss. Seems like there's a real shortage of Christmas spirit this year. Hopefully, we'll have some more cheerful stories for you soon.
Noelle looks out a window. A light-up Santa outside a storefront fizzles and goes out. Noelle gazes sadly.
There was a disturbing scene at the Desert Ridge Marketplace today. A hysterical woman.
She turns off the TV. Wearing candy cane striped tights under a hospital gown, Noelle curls up in a chair by the window. Fade to black. Daytime. At Jake's apartment, Alex packs a bag.
Listen, I know we can't hang this Christmas, but I got you something.
Jake hands him a wrapped gift. He unwraps it. It's a kid's cookbook. Alex smiles.
Thanks, Dad. It's great.
I know you told Noelle you wanted me to come over and do our traditional Sun Ming red and green egg roll thing, but
Dad, I never told Noelle that.
Well, then how did she know?
She said I'll get what I wanted for Christmas, but I never told her.
Come on, Alex. That's ridiculous.
That is true.
Jake furrows his brow at Alex, then crosses the apartment to the office door. Through a peephole, he sees a fish-eyed view of Polly peering back at him. He opens the door.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can I come in?
Sure, Aunt Polly.
Thank you.
Or should I say, Elf Polly?
She cocks her head at him.
Sit.
She sits across from his desk wearing a straw cowboy hat, turquoise jewelry, and a silky golden turquoise pattern wrap. Jake takes a seat facing her.
Now, I see she told you, and I see that you don't believe her.
Did she lives in the North Pole? No. I tend to believe what I can see.
Well, if that's the only problem.
She shows her ear.
Oh! You should get that looked at.
Let me ask you a question, Detective. Can you see love? Can you see sorrow? Can you see joy? Is there anything realer than that? Like what you feel for your boy?
Jake gazes thoughtfully at her. He looks down at his fingers, then over toward Alex in the next room. Alex glances up from packing his bag. Jake returns his gaze to his desktop. Lips twitching, he glances up at Polly. He sits back and shrugs.
How can I help?
Get her out of that hospital, and I will take care of the rest.
Noelle sits in a psychiatrist's office.
Why do you think you're here today, Noelle?
Because I kicked a policeman. Which isn't illegal where I'm from, because we don't have policemen.
I see. And where are you from?
The North Pole. And my dad is Santa Claus, and now my brother's Santa Claus. You can start laughing now.
Oh, I'm not gonna laugh, Noelle. I've dealt with many patients who have unusual identities. I treat a man who believes he's the Tooth Fairy.
Well, that's ridiculous.
And a woman who's certain she's Mother Nature.
Well, some real nuts out there.
And I have another patient who's convinced he's Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty's here? No, come on. Nice try. Frosty couldn't survive in Phoenix. At home, he doesn't even go indoors. He's terrified of fireplaces. Drama queen. Miss that guy.
The psychiatrist stares.
You know, the thing is, I just thought this was my chance to do something right. You know, I wanted to prove I'm not some spoiled princess who just thinks about herself and writes her silly cards all day, you know?
The doctor nods.
I always thought eventually I'd do something important.
Yes. Sorry to interrupt, Dr. Sussman, but I need Miss Kringle on official police business for a second. That's fine.
Her eyes darting, Noelle gets up and follows the officer out. She finds Jake in the adjacent waiting room.
Right outside if you need me, Jake. You got 2 minutes.
The officer closes the door to the hall. Jake hurries over and locks it. He turns to Noelle.
Look, I don't know how you knew about me and Alex and our Red and Green Egg Roll tradition.
Yeah, I shouldn't have interfered.
You know, but you made him happy. And you made me...
deliriously joyful.
Laugh. Mostly at you. Which still makes it my best Christmas in a long time. So, when Polly came to see me about getting you out of here...
Wait, so you believe what I told you?
I believe... that you believe. But if we're gonna get you out of here, you gotta stop talking about the North Pole, the Santa Claus.
Yeah, and sleighs.
And sleighs. Ow!
The sleigh hovers outside the window. Oh. Nick and Polly wave.
Oh, the sleigh. Well, you've seen the sleigh before. You saw the sleigh at the mall. You haven't seen it hovering 11 stories up, but that's the only difference.
Dr. Sussman steps out of her office.
You okay?
Miss Kringle, I think that we should resume and... Oh. That's unusual.
Polly holds up a small hourglass. Dr. Sussman faints.
Mm-hmm. Oh! Jake, it's Clara. Open up!
Quick, get in your...
Sleigh. Yeah. You're not a total loser. You're a nice person. And a wonderful dad. And you're very generous with sunblock.
Jake, open up!
Just go!
Yeah.
Noelle slides open the window and hops into the sleigh. She waves to Jake as Nick flaps the reins.
Okay, let's go. I'm not good at this.
Jake holds Dr. Sussman as he scoots over to the window for a better look at the departing sleigh.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
We miss you, Santa.
In the North Pole Town Hall, some of the elder elves doze as others play cards.
Candy just doesn't taste the same without you, Santa.
Nearby, a clerk sobs. Some of the villagers sleep up against the walls while others nap in their seats. Among them, Gabe drinks through a straw wearing his now gray hair in a bun. Mrs. Claus consoles the crying waiter from the cafe.
Just come back. We got the milk and cookies for you, Santa. Snowball fights, the cocoa, all the fun.
Behind Santa's helpers, the doors open, and Nick, Noelle, and Polly stand in the doorway. Everyone jumps to their feet. Mrs. Claus hurries over to give them hugs. Nick removes a bandana from his head and walks forward.
I know I let you all down, but while I was away, I learned what it takes to be Santa. It's about understanding people and really listening to what they have to say, and just making everyone feel jolly. Which is why I know that we have a real Santa right here in the pole.
The elves grin expectantly.
My sister, Noelle.
What?
Did he say Noelle?
Noelle takes him aside in front of the council.
Nick, I appreciate the gesture, but what are you doing?
That's why I came home, you know? The minute I saw you with those kids, I just knew.
No, okay, maybe I inherited a couple of Dad's powers, but what...
You have the twinkle, Ellie.
A girl? Santa's not a girl?
No!
Silent night!
The head elf bangs his gavel and frowns at it. He gives it a lick and sets it aside.
I rechecked the Christmas Covenant. And it turns out there's nothing there that says a woman can't be Santa. It's just a tradition we've been blindly following for thousands of years. These things happen.
Oh, man.
The question is, what really makes a Santa? Ultimately, the one thing all Santas share is the ability to inspire us with the Christmas spirit.
Noelle, can you inspire?
What does Christmas mean to you?
With an uncertain frown, Noelle looks from the elder elf to her brother. He touches her arm reassuringly and sits down between Gabe and his mother in the front row. Noelle stands before the crowd, her hands folded down at her waist, still wearing her hospital gown.
I used to think Christmas was the best day of the year. Presents and caroling. But I met people for whom it isn't the best day because it reminds them they don't have enough food to eat or a place to live or maybe even someone to share the day with. And it got me thinking, for thousands of years, we've jingled bells and delivered toys and the world just gets more awful and miserable. So what's the point? But I also met a girl at a shelter who drew these beautiful pictures and her Christmas wish wasn't for herself, it was for her mother to be able to find a job. And I met a woman at a marketplace who worked so hard to fill Christmas with fun and music, even though she knew she might not have anyone to spend it with herself. And I met this sweet, wonderful boy who has this big heart and his father who doesn't even believe in Christmas, but who made sure we could be home for it.
Mrs. Claus wipes tears from her eyes.
We have this list of nice people from Hong Kong to Houston doing wonderful, selfless things. And I know Christmas can't solve all our problems. But it gives us hope. It inspires us to be nice. That might not seem like much, but when someone's sad or just lonely, it can be the biggest thing in the world.
And presents are part of it.
I like presents as much as anybody.
Polly eyes her.
Okay, more. But now I think it's not just about the presents we get, it's about the presents we give. The presence of love and understanding.
Nick smiles proudly. The elves wipe their eyes. Polly watches Noelle with a loving gaze.
And also iPads.
Gabe nods.
Looks like we got a Santa, guys!
Finally!
Noelle's joyful grin fades to an anxious frown. Her eyes widen. At home, she paces in a bathrobe.
Ho, ho.
If a child wakes up, try to coax him gently back to sleep.
Later, she tries to hoist an enormous red sack onto her shoulder. She topples over. Later still, she sets down an ornate multi-sided box. Taking a deep breath, she opens it. Inside, Santa's red suit sits neatly folded. Outside, Mrs. Claus, Polly, Nick, and others ready the sleigh and reindeer.
I want everyone to double-check everything.
Mother?
Noelle arrives in the oversized suit.
I'm not sure about this.
You know how it works. It fits you when you fit it.
Noelle frowns.
Sweetie, you have nothing to be nervous about. Son, why don't we go check the reindeer?
The reindeer? They have ticks.
That's...
It's not.
Let's just go. Okay. Come on, go.
As Noelle gets in the sleigh, Polly climbs in with her.
What are you doing? You know Santa has to fly solo on Christmas Eve.
Force of habit. Once a nanny, always a nanny.
Hey, Polly.
It's...
I don't know if I'm ready, Polly. You know what I'm really scared of? Some kid's gonna wake up and look at me and say, you're not Santa.
From the first moment that I held you in my arms, I could see something in your eyes, and I said to myself, this girl has the twinkle.
Noelle gives a little smile.
You're ready.
Noelle hugs her.
Oh. Pull yourself together.
Noelle pulls away. She gives her nanny a little nod, and Polly gets out of the sleigh. Noelle takes the reins in her white-gloved hands. She nods to her mother and brother, who smile back. As Noelle gazes ahead at the reindeer, her grin fades.
Wait, someone's missing.
She gives a sidelong glance. Mrs. Claus and Nick share a look.
Dude, this is supposed to be our song! Come on!
Snowcone bounds out the trees. Snow from a branch falls on him. He pops up from under it and runs to Noelle.
Okay, Snowy, I need all the help I can get. You're my guy, right? Fly straight.
The animated elves on the GPS buckle their seatbelts. An elf attaches a harness around Snowcone. As Noelle takes the reins again, Snowcone stands at the front of the team, facing her.
You're facing the wrong way.
He turns around.
I'm really glad it's not me.
Mrs. Claus gives Nick a little whack. Noelle shoots them a nervous grimace, then looks to Polly, who waves a mittened hand. Noelle smiles. At the front of the team, Snowcone stomps his two front hooves.
On Snowcone!
He starts to run. The reins pull taut, but he doesn't go anywhere. He shoots a look at Dasher, who stays motionless on his spot. Dasher stomps his front 2 feet. The reindeer beside him copies. Down the line, the pairs of reindeer touch antlers one by one. The sleigh takes off, its force pushing Noelle back in her seat. As they gain height, they fly straight for a flock of puffins. The birds disperse. On the GPS, the animated elves yell and hold on with frightened gazes. As the reindeer pull the sleigh through the sky past the northern lights, Noelle grimaces, jostling in her seat. An altitude gauge points at way up. The heading gauge points to that way. The sleigh swerves past the Eiffel Tower. They come down for a bumpy landing on a home's snow-coated roof. Noelle walks over to a chimney, the stack of toys slung over her shoulder. Holding a candy cane, she shakes her oversized sleeve down her arm.
All right.
She taps the chimney.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
The chimney magically widens. Noelle struggles to shove the giant sack into it. As she stomps it with her foot, it dislodges and she slides down with it. In a living room, she rolls out of the fireplace. Later, she sets down a partially eaten macaroon and steps past a boy asleep on the couch. He wakes. I caught you. That you did. Wait, you're not Santa. Santa is a man. Maybe you should go back to sleep. Bon! Are you sure you're nice? The dog chases Noelle back into the fireplace. In another house, as she steps from the hearth, dozens of red laser beams ignite. Back in the sleigh.
Did we miss Greece?
The sleigh soars past the London Eye observation wheel. In another house, Noelle sneaks out of a bathroom. As she uses her candy cane to pull herself up the chimney, a length of toilet paper stuck to her shoe trails after her. Later, the sleigh soars high over Europe and across the ocean. As Noelle dozes, the sleigh gets jostled and a present falls from the sack. Later, the sleigh veers under the Gateway Arch in St. Louis. From a fireplace, Noelle throws a gift under a tree. Snow falls as the sleigh circles around the Empire State Building. Noelle emerges from a fireplace to find a family eating takeout.
We're Jewish.
Noelle ducks back into the fireplace. Later, Snowcone leads the team as they fly through clouds in the star-sprinkled sky. Noelle looks sadly at the picture of her with her arms lovingly around her father.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Will there ever be a time when the stars will all align and I will come to find what's meant for me? I take it.
The sleigh arrives at the church. Noelle sneaks into the shelter where families sleep on rows of cots in the large open room.
Really, I'll be waiting on eventually.
As she makes her way between the rows of cots, she steps on a toy guitar. It lights up. Everyone lifts their heads.
Go back to sleep. Oh, ma'am, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. No, go back to sleep.
Michelle and her mother sit up. Her mother points out Noelle to Michelle. Noelle waves and smiles. With a happy grin, Michelle signs to her.
She says, Merry Christmas, Santa.
Santa?
Michelle nods. Noelle signs back to her.
Thank you, Michelle. I needed that. Now you go to sleep, okay?
Noelle smiles broadly at her. Michelle nods and lies back down. The others in the room look to Noelle.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Go to sleep. You go to sleep.
She eyes them sternly, then smiles to herself. Taking a deep breath, she walks into a hallway. Sparkling light twinkles around her, and her suit magically shrinks to fit her. The wide black belt cinches her waist, and the coat flares out like a skirt over her red leggings. Noelle admires her improved outfit. Adjusting the sack on her shoulder, she heads out. In the sleigh, she confidently holds the reins.
Sometimes all you need is a nice word from a friend to make you feel comfortable in your own boots. But once that happened, I was ready to go to work. I went back to Greece and visited a few other places I'd missed. And then I made sure to keep a promise I'd made to Alex.
Now Jake rides in the sleigh beside her. He squeezes his eyes shut.
Oh.
On a roof.
Your stop, I believe?
Yeah. Aren't you supposed to bring Alex a Christmas present or something?
I did. He's sitting right next to me.
I don't know if this is a great idea. I mean, I don't want my ex and her husband to feel weird.
Traditions change, right?
She looks down at herself.
The new ones are scary. They might be great. And if you know what Christmas means to you, the tradition's just the wrapping.
Christmas means spending time with Alex.
There you go. That's jolly. Okay. Now get in there. I'm serious. You get one ride. Get out. Out, out, out. Oh. Go.
Okay. Okay.
Very busy. Very busy woman.
Was she Santa? So, will I see you again?
Every December 24th.
Jake offers his fist.
I don't know what that is.
It's what you do when you think someone's awesome.
Oh. Well,
Noelle holds out her fist. Jake bumps it.
All right.
Okay. On snow cone!
The sleigh takes off.
Merry Christmas! Man, that's fun to say.
I was so happy that Jake got to see Alex for Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Dad!
Alex greets his dad in the driveway.
Here you come.
And Helen finally got her vacation.
Helen opens a card with two plane tickets to Hawaii.
And when Michelle and her mom woke up the next morning, they found a present under the tree with a job listing at a school for the deaf. Oh, and an iPad, obviously.
The sleigh returns to the North Pole.
Dad always said you never forget your first Christmas as Santa. Okay, he said it to Nick, but I overheard it, and oh my garland, was he right. I hoped he'd be proud of me, and I hoped everyone at home had come around to the idea of a girl Santa.
The villagers gather in the town square to greet Noel.
Turns out, I didn't have to worry.
The reporter at the Daily Carol shows a headline, Santa Noel. Everyone waves and cheers.
Well, guess who came to town?
Noel greets Polly, Nick, and her mom.
Namaste, sis.
Namaste.
Congratulations, Santa.
And now that I was the 24th Pringle to wear the red hat, couple small changes I wanted to make.
Nick teaches yoga.
We opened the first yoga studio in the pole.
Sorry.
I made Polly the first female elder elf.
Hey, get out of my garden! Now, go!
Which I slightly regret.
These are high-intensity infrared Santa goggles, which allow you to detect any lasers between you and a tree.
Very impressive, Gabe. Have we come up with anything to deal with big, mean dogs?
Oh, just this bone.
Okay, keep working. And as for me, I mean, I'm Santa. It's great.
Oh, keep it coming.
Thanks, Santa. Oh,
thank you very much. Okay, letter from Jake and Alex, everybody. Alex is into music now, so slow cooker is out and drum kit is in, and throw in a pair of noise-canceling headphones for Dad. Great.
She adds his card to the sleigh's dash, along with ones from Helen and Michelle.
When I was a little girl, Christmas Eve was always the best night of the year. But this time it was better than ever. Because instead of getting the presents, I was giving them.
Noelle smiles, a twinkle in her eye. Fade to black. Audio description by Deluxe, funded by Disney Plus Originals. Voice by Darren Revitz.
Will there ever be a time when the stars will all align and I
Thank you.
glittering lights arc over the turrets of a magnificent fairy tale castle. Disney.